I'm Howard Bryant. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of the Chicago Sting's trailblazing 1978 soccer friendly in Cuba. But now, this week's news with Charlie Pierce. Charlie?
Hey, Howard.
Did you know Serena Williams made some news last week?
It's unbelievable. I lost it in the coverage of all the other stuff in sports, but I hear there was a little noise made, as they say. I think what's been done to Serena Williams in the aftermath by people who have obviously been waiting for an opportunity to do these things to Serena Williams over the last 5 or 6 years has been disgusting.
Question for you, though, on this is, do you think the sport hurt itself 40 years ago? I mean, were we paying for this by enabling the entire tennis bad boy image in the first place? Because now that's been embedded in the sport as cool, unless Serena does it.
It certainly didn't hurt itself at the time. I mean, yeah. It was never more popular. At that time, you also had Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova bringing the women's game to a height it had never known. It was a very big time for tennis, both men and women. So I don't think it hurt itself at the time. Are we seeing the lingering effects of it? You know, I don't know. Tennis players have been so coddled for most of their lives that the idea that we've raised a generation of unpleasant brats in a lot of ways, not saying that Serena's one, but petulant, entitled behavior is now part of the deal.
It kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah.
So when the NFL season started, the three projected worst teams, of course, were in the Patriots division, right? You had the Jets, you had the Dolphins and the Bills. But Charlie, after a very nice win on Monday Night Football, are people rightfully getting excited about the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 or was it Lions gonna Lions?
Well, I was going to say, Matt Patricia's debut was awful. The Jets were good. The Jets looked competitive. The Jets looked like they could at least give the Patriots a game for a half.
And, well, that's a high bar.
I mean, you score 48 points against any NFL team, and you're playing very well.
Jacksonville Jaguars defensive back Jalen Ramsey has been leveling very public criticism of NFL players. But last week, he said he could crack an NHL roster and could do it within 6 months. And the NFL players are a little hacked off about that.
Yeah, I know, but I'll tell you what. I will put up one entire American dollar to Jalen Ramsey if he tries out for an NHL team in 6 months. He can try out for the Saginaw Gears, and I'll still pay him the dollar.
Point of information, he doesn't know how to ice skate.
See, that's a problem. You know, every hockey coach I've talked to has said that not being able to skate will drop your draft position. Really.
Yeah, we don't want to curb your ambition, but it's kind of a prerequisite,
yes,
isn't it?
That's exactly right.
It comes with the job territory. So we have a new WNBA champion. It is the Seattle Storm. They don't have an NBA team over there, but they've got Breanna Stewart, and they've got a championship. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, Breanna Stewart is going to have to build a new trophy case because things are starting to pile up on her. She won 4 NCAA championships. It took a couple of years to win her first WNBA championship. Natasha Howard had a terrific game. Breanna Stewart's going to become the face of that league, I have a feeling.
Yeah, and also an MVP on top of that as well. And what I like about this, too, is that this was the first year for me where, and I don't know if it was a byproduct of social media or just the fact that the game is starting to grow and people are talking about it more, or the Neanderthals are going away or whatever it is, but people were really excited about this. I like that the NBA players are coming out saying, hey, watch this sport. It's worth watching. And they balled out. It was a pretty good
season. I made note of this during the NCAA women's tournament this year. The level of play in women's basketball has been a rocket to the moon over the last 3 years. I don't know whether it's the second generation of Title IX coming of age or what it is. The caliber of play is really high right now. It's high in college and it's high in the pros. And as you said, I think the involvement of the NBA players who have shown themselves to be socially enlightened in a number of different ways is really remarkable, and I congratulate them for that.
Yeah, so while we're talking basketball, Davidson defeated Guilford 91-61 on Thursday, but that's a football score.
Yeah, Davidson managed to give up 61 points and win by 30. If you're the coach looking at the game films, I think you burn them. Yeah, because I don't think you can learn anything from a game like this.
No, and it's all cute and everything, but let's just put something on the table. I hate college football.
You do.
And I hate college football for this reason, because I don't understand a sport where you can have so many games during the season where these games don't matter, where you go out and you score 91 points on a football field, or Miami goes out and they win 77-0, or Alabama's out there winning, they scored 80 points in a football game. How many games during the season where you're not even an underdog, never mind having a chance to lose the game? I think Alabama goes 2 or 3 seasons before they're an underdog at home. When was the last time Alabama was an underdog at home?
Well, Alabama's just good, but it's all about the check. You know that.
Well, exactly.
It's all about the Division III teams getting a big payday for going out and getting stomped. You know, I myself think it's kind of, athletic malpractice for the athletic departments of the smaller schools to do this just for the dough, but they need the dough.
And finally, Charlie, like real golf, disc golf is a sport in which you have to watch out for the obstacles. But recently, Alaskan disc golfer Kelly Williamson encountered one that was potentially dangerous. What was it?
Apparently, these people play this sport out in the woods. It was a black bear, and he had to throw the disc over a black bear. Meanwhile, in Florida, a guy named Richard Peel was playing disc golf in a park in Clearwater, and he was trying to get his disc from a pond, and an alligator bit him. I mean, I don't mean to be cruel, but the black bear lives and does other things in the woods. The alligator lives in the pond. You're trespassing on them with your silly disc sport. I mean, every year when the golf tour goes through Florida, there's always that picture of that giant prehistoric reptilian beast in the pond.
On 17, just sitting there sunning himself, right?
That's right. Don't underclub yourself, pal, or your lunch.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Howard.